You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
He's going to take that recliner over there or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Authorities are still trying to piece together details of two police officers being shot outside the Ferguson Police Department.
We've heard two different reports that bullets came from a white sedan that fled the scene with three male occupants and a female driver. There's also been a report that there were shots that were fired from a house.
An unfavorable 60 Minutes report cost Lumber Liquidators a lot of money.
The Virginia company is addressing concerns raised following a 60 Minutes report that said the company's laminate flooring made in China contained high levels of formaldehyde, a carcinogen. The report earlier this month said the company's laminate flooring fell short of California standards, something it denies. Lumber Liquidators has said that it complies with all regulations for its products. The testing being offered by the company is limited to customers who have Chinese laminate flooring. I'm Ross Simpson.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm Tammy Rose.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports Republican lawmakers and others have been critical of President Obama's executive actions on immigration, including a program to prevent older immigrant children from being separated from their parents.
Under the program known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, more than 675,000 young immigrants have been granted a reprieve from deportation since August of 2012. An expansion of the program was placed on hold by a federal judge in Texas after 26 states sued to block it.
George Diller counts down the launch of the Atlas V rocket.
Go for main engine start. 3, 2, 1, 0. And liftoff of the Atlas V with MMS, using magnetic reconnection to fill in pieces of the puzzle of space weather.
If you're interested in a piece of basketball history, an auction company says it has Michael Jordan's earliest known pair of game-worn shoes from his rookie season with the Chicago Bulls. SCP Auctions expects to get $50,000 or more when it auctions them off starting April 8th. Jordan wore them in a road game against the Los Angeles Lakers on December 2nd, 1984. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Tammy Rose.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, it's Mike at the Movies. My good friend Mike, the independent film reviewer, gives us three movies that you might want to see. One in a theater, one that's streaming, and one that's his pick of the week. Guarantees you, you'll have one that you could watch, and we want to certainly give you a perspective on the other ones that you may have a possibility of wanting to see, and he'll give you an idea of whether it's a good idea or not. So that's Mike at the Movies from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 9 to 10, how low can you go? I am going to have Grammy Award winning Basso Profundo, Glenn Miller from North Hunterdon High School, alum. We're going to have him on and talk with him about his Grammy winning performance and the concept of being one of the rare people on this planet who have a voice that is so low that the Grammy that he won has never been recorded before he did it. And so we'll find out all about that from 9 to 10. I am so looking forward to this conversation because Glenn seems to be a very interesting individual and has a really great sense of humor. So we're going to have a nice little chat about long hair music and being a bass. Hands Across Hunterdon's on from 10 to 11. And Susan Lax comes across the hall here from Hunterdon Helpline. She'll be coming on, talking about all the organizations and services that they have their fingers on to make sure that if you have a question, a problem, a challenge in Hunterdon County, they can lead you to that person or a group to help you out. Boomer's World, Tish is here from Homestead Senior Care and her service dog, the little Chihuahua, talk about how to make sure that you are getting the right advice to make sure that your loved one is living an independent life at home. You might need some gap services, so Boomer's World helps you understand what that is and talks about the various gap services to make sure that you feel confident that your loved one, who's a little bit elderly, can live an independent life at home and be safe. All About Animals with Kathy Sauer is on, and Spring Rains for Life is going to be the guest. So we'll learn about that therapeutic organization over there in Hillsboro. So Kathy Sauer talks about that. Bob Burns is Living Consciously. He is from 2 to 3, Master Practitioner of Neuro-Linguistic Programming, a Reiki Master, and a published author. He's on from 2 to 3. It's the law with Pat Smith's legal issues in and around New Jersey. And then the sports guys are on from 5 to 6, debating sports. Free agency and the NFL is at an insane level. Usually one of the sports guys is an Eagles fan. I can't wait to hear about the trade talk that they're going to chat about. Sam Bradford for Nick Foles. I have no idea how that's going to help the Eagles. I have no idea. Somebody's going to have to explain that to me. Taking on a $13 million contract and a guy that hasn't played for 4 years, total 4 years because he's been injured every year, and giving away what is arguably one of the potential MVPs from 2 years ago. Wow. But you did get DeMarco Murray, so you guys are happy about that, the Eagles. And we'll hear what Pat Smith has to say about her free agency for the Packers. I don't know. Sports guys are on. Obviously, baseball's about to get moving in the right direction in about 3 weeks. The NCAA Division I tournament is going to start next week, and the choices, the selection night is Sunday, so sports is in full swing again, and the sports guys will be talking about that. That is the entire HuntertonChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntertonChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the different ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamber.com. Just a moment. Hang on.
What you please, never at all, not even once that you've ever been known. this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the back pats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only. To give. Come into any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving. And join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
All right, a little hot chocolate. Help me with brownieluck.com. Celebration observances for the week and the day. No more week. Finishes it up on the 14th. Universal Women's Week. National Agriculture Week. Finishes up on the 14th. Teen Tech Week. Girl Scout Week. They had the anniversary yesterday. Stand Up LGBT Awareness Week. A lot of crazy things happening right now, and heard something about Immaculata. You gotta find out about that. Wasn't very pretty. Turkey Vultures Return to Living Sign Week. National Rattlesnake Roundup starts today. American Council on Education starts on Saturday. National Yo-Yo and Skills Toys Day. American Chocolate Week starts on the 15th. How about that? Campfire USA Birthday Week. Health Information Professionals Week. National Animal Poison Prevention Week. National Button Week. National Inhalant and Poisons Awareness Week. Termite Awareness Week. International Brain Awareness Week starts on the 16th. For today, lots of good things going on, including that it is Friday the 13th. It is Digital Learning Day. It's Donald Duck Day. It's Earmuffs Day. That's a little weird, doesn't it? Should have had that about a month ago. Good Samaritan Involvement Day. Canine Veterans Day. The Canine Corps was established today. And today in history. Ken Day. L. Ron Hubbard Day. National Open and Umbrella Indoors Day. Guess that's thumbing your nose at bad luck, huh? Shabbat across America and Canada. It is World Sleep Day and Smart and Sexy Day. Celebration observances for the week and the day. Lots of good things there. Pick something. Get involved.
Watch it, mother, go.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. A report here about a state trooper helped save life of Route 78 accident victim in Union Township. You know, we've been hearing so much about police and some of the crazy things that have been going on. I don't know if it's just the media wants to focus on the bad situations, but I want to certainly take note that there are plenty of police that are doing the absolute right thing. And Christine Lee reports on March 12th that state police have identified the driver and passenger injured in an armored truck accident on Route 78 yesterday on March 11th. They say Sharaya Gardner, 25, of Newark, was driving the Brinks armored truck when she apparently lost control of the vehicle and ran off the road, hitting the pillar at the Rupel Road overpass at mile marker 14.5, 8458 that morning. Passenger Fidel Martinez, 55, of Harrison, received serious injuries in the wreck and was entrapped in the car, requiring extraction by emergency responders. According to spokesperson Sergeant First Class Gregory Williams, both the driver and passenger were Brinks employees, Trooper Brian Walsh from the Perryville station said yesterday. Trooper Stephen Kempinski is being credited by police for helping to save Martinez's life by applying a tourniquet to his right leg and covering Martinez with jackets in the truck. Walsh, who had also responded to the scene that morning, said the victim's right leg was broken and his head was also bleeding after he hit a piece of metal in the truck when it crashed. Williams noted that Kempinski, quote, did an outstanding job, unquote, for helping the victim. The passenger was transported by North Star helicopter to St. Luke's Hospital in Bethlehem and was listed in critical condition yesterday. Williams said diesel fuel was spilled as a result of the crash, and the county hazmat team was called in to clean it up. He said neither the driver or passenger were wearing seat belts at the time of the accident, and there were no alcohol or drugs involved in the accident. Both lanes of Route 78 were closed during that accident. The truck was towed from the scene around 1:15 p.m., and the accident was cleared at 2:20. Williams said he added that the accident is still under investigation. But the highlight of all of that was state trooper knew what to do to take care of Mr. Martinez and make sure that he was stable and did not go into shock, and hopefully all will be well at some point in the near future. But we tend as a media to highlight the negatives, to highlight the bizarre. It's nice to just highlight what should be done the right way. Vitamin C for today. All right, it's time for some celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Jordan Jones, she's a dancer, she's 15 today. Lee Allen Baker, a TV actor, she's 43. 23rd birthday of Kaya Scodelano, TV actress. Piper America Smith, 17, she's a model. Lucy Fry, 23, TV actress. Elle, she's a singer, she's 23. Common is a rapper, he's 43. Marianne Castrojohn, web video star, 22. Nick Bean is 20, web video star. Ben Brown, web video star, 29. How do you become a web video star? I'm missing that. Peaches Geldof, journalist. Francisco Lachnowski, model, is 24. David Drimon, singer, 42. Danny Masterson, 39, TV actor. Noel Fisher is 31, movie actress. Lizzie Velasquez, author, 26. Dana Delaney, TV actress, she's 59 today. Ryan Good is 31, music producer. Ernie Hirsch, movie actor, he's 30. Michaela Schriffen, 20, skier. William H. Macy, 65 today. Shahid Khan, DJ, he's 30. Luan Santana, singer, he's 24. Corey Miller, reality star, 48. Neil Sedaka, we played him. Beginning of the show, stepping out, he's 76 today. Annabeth Gish is 44. Joshua Allen's 26, a dancer, and Harry Milling is 26, movie actor. Cambria Joy is 19, she's a web video star. Tristan Thompson, 24, basketball player. Bassist Adam Clayton is 55, and author Ridley Pearson is 52. Fred Berry, TV actor. Scatman John, singer. Karen Butler, basketball player. Edgar Davids is 42. Chris Fedeli, 17, web video star. Magico Gonzalez, soccer player. Flavia Cascasi, dancer. L. Ron Hubbard's birthday today. He's an author. George McKay, movie actor. Will Clark, 51, baseball player. Joe Rand, screenwriter. Takara Jones, she's 34. She's a model. Andre Escobar, soccer player. David Nielsen, soap opera star, 66. Percival Lowell, scientist. And Louis Dierman, 36, stage actor. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com, and I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time for us to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio.
Who never shows a bit of temperament? Who's never wrong but always right? Who never dreams of starting a fight? Who gets stuck with all the bad luck? No one but Donald Duck.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. In Ferguson, Missouri, an all-out manhunt continues for the person or persons responsible for shooting two police officers. The officers were shot outside the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department Wednesday. National Fraternity Order of Police President Chuck Canterbury tells Fox News that it's obvious why the two officers were shot.
Enough is enough. We've called on the administration and Congress to declare these style attacks as hate crimes, as these guys were shot just because they were police officers.
The shooting came just hours after the police chief resigned. He was the sixth person to leave their job over a scathing Justice Department report on rampant racism among Ferguson officials. Three Brooklyn men accused of plotting to join ISIS and stage attacks in America are due in federal court today. Prosecutors say two of the men were trying to fly to Syria to join the terrorist group, while the third was financing their trip. Local, state, and federal authorities are investigating the crash of a medical helicopter in Oklahoma. No word yet on the condition of any of those on board. This is USA Radio News.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita soft baked breakfast biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
The U.S. is again calling for Syria's president to step down as the Syrian civil war enters its fifth year.
As we have long said, Assad must go and he be replaced through a negotiated political transition that is representative of the Syrian people.
On Thursday, State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said for 4 years the regime of Bashar al-Assad has answered Syrians' calls for freedom and reform with unrelenting brutality and destruction. More than 210,000 Syrians have been killed since the war began in 2011, and 7.6 million civilians are displaced within their own country. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Syrians feel increasingly abandoned by the world as the war drags on. He criticized the UN Security Council for still being divided on taking action to stop the killing and destruction. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the people of Syria deserve more.
Tens of thousands remain in Assad's prisons, where they are subjected to torture and inhumane conditions. On this somber occasion, we are reminded of all those who suffered and of the brave Syrians who stand up to tyranny.
This is USA Radio News.
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, and where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
While breastfeeding offers health benefits for the mother and child, researchers say fewer than half of all new moms continue to breastfeed after 6 months. Becky Mantel with the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center says baby formula just can't compare.
There are a number of different types of properties in human milk that help provide the immune system for the baby when they can't do it themselves just yet.
Studies show breast milk protects babies from developing acute and chronic illness. It also keeps mothers at lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes, breast cancer, heart disease, and postpartum depression. Becky Mantel with the University of Oklahoma Sciences Center says outside pressure, not health issues, is what forces most mothers to stop breastfeeding.
They can have challenges in the hospital. They can have challenges when they go home. If their family, doesn't understand how breastfeeding works, they can have challenges when they go back to work.
She says while only a very small percentage of mothers actually need to use baby formula, more than half stop breastfeeding after 6 months.
In most cases, moms can successfully breastfeed, and they will be even more successful if they know where to go for help. They can ask their doctor, their nurse, their midwife. They can ask in the hospital.
President Obama is paying a special visit to the Phoenix VA Medical Center today. It's the same venue that's been the focus of a national scandal regarding a lack of proper care for veterans. Several people protested Obama's visit in January when he skipped a visit to the medical center. You can always find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com.
It's 8:35, time for on-chamber radio weather. 27 degrees right now in Flemington. Clear skies, calm winds gusting up to 5. Today is Friday the 13th, TGIF. Sunshine and a few afternoon clouds, a high of 50. Wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with periods of rain late tonight, low 37. Winds light and variable. The chance of rain is 100%. Rainfall around a quarter of an inch. Rain likely tomorrow, a high of 54. Wind south-southwest at 5 to 10. Chance of rain is 100%. Rainfall near a quarter of an inch. Mix of clouds and sun on the 15th, Sunday morning, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high of 49. So the St. Patrick's Day parade in Clinton is going to be doing just fine. Winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and a high of 57 on Monday, partly cloudy at 46 on Tuesday. Sun and a few afternoon clouds, gusty winds on Wednesday, a high around 45. Temperatures are in our area, 28 in Raritan, 31 in East Amwell, 30 in Lambertville, 29 in Alexandria, 25 in Lebanon, 28 in Reddington. Good morning, Hunterdon, on Chamber Radio Weather. It's time for the investment update, and I don't have Michelle or Joe to help me with this, so went out and found some information on what is going on so far. Yesterday, big day in the markets. Now, don't get all excited because we had that big drop on Tuesday, so all we did was make up for the drop that we took place. The markets shot up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 260 points. The S&P surged 1.3%. NASDAQ was up 0.9%, close to 1%. Now, that was after Tuesday when the Dow plummeted 333 points. So we really didn't make up all that we lost one day prior. Where are we right now with the indexes? Well, we have the futures are a little bit lower. They're down 45 right now with the Dow. They're down 6.5 on the NASDAQ and 4.75 with the S&P. It's about 25% for the S&P and Dow. Excuse me, about a quarter of a percent, 0.25%, and about 0.15% with the S&P. So right now, everybody's sitting there waiting for what is going on with the jobs number, waiting for a couple of reports. Oil has dropped again. It's not dropping like a rock like it was a couple months ago, but it is still moving in the negative direction. That's what's happening. Some pre-market movers at this particular moment. We have Marathon Petroleum up 1.6. I guess that's in the wake of Exxon having a pretty good report not too long ago. Valero Energy, another energy company. GameStop is up 1.09. United Technologies is up 1.04. And Delta Airlines up close to 1%. Going down is CenturyLink, 3.4%, 1.9% for Hess. Now, that's interesting because many of their big oil companies are going in a positive direction. Transocean is down 1.6%, National Oil Well is down 1.6%, and Noble Corporation down 1.48%. Other pre-market pieces of information that you need to know at this point. Everybody's focusing on the Fed meetings next week. We've had ups and downs. The volatility that Michelle Heide has been talking about is primarily because of we're at a top right now, and we're either going to break through that top or we're going to come back down. The Federal Reserve has been talking about raising the interest rates. The job market is improving. There was an article not too long ago that the expected rise in salaries this year is supposed to be 3%, which is a pretty big jump from over the last 2 to 5 years. So people are potentially making more money this year. The Fed is concerned about that. They are planning on raising those interest rates over the next couple of months. New banking, Germany's Commerzbank, has agreed to pay $1.5 billion to U.S. authorities to settle a case related to sanctions and money laundering. Shares in the bank were rising 5% in Europe. Economics. The Russian Central Bank, which cut interest rates Friday down to 14% from 15%. The central bank had hiked those rates to a 17% late last year to defend the falling currency. But since January, it's been trimming rates to try to prevent and protect the economic slump. University of Michigan will post its consumer sentiment index at 10 a.m. today. So that's what we're waiting for. This particular moment, I guess we'll have a reiteration of the jobless claims, and we'll wait for that report from the University of Michigan. But we're treading right now. We're playing around with a little volatility. Hopefully everybody's just going to stand pat and be smart, and we'll find out what's going on. All right, so that's pretty much what's going on. I don't see anything else of significance out there. We talked about oil, and we talked about U.S. profits forecast to grow 1.7% is one of the headlines I'm seeing out here. So it's not exactly stellar because around 2% keeps us going in the right direction. So that's not a very good claim, yet we're still considering expecting to raise those rates because we're afraid of inflation. All right, so that's about it. That's investment update for today. We'll have Michelle Heide back on Monday, and hopefully I did some of it justice. It's 8:42. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with Mike at the Movies. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Hey, look! sing a song, man?
Well, sure could.
Look out. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Honorton County.
Honorton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
All right, my good friend Mike has been at the movies, and he would like to bring you some information about movies that you might want to see. So good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Big C. I'm okay.
All right. How's the weather treating you this week? You good on there?
We're good. We're much improved over last week. It's in the wonderful 30s right now, but I'm glancing at the weather forecast, and we're going to hit 50-something tomorrow, I believe.
That's good.
And from there. So perhaps we've seen the last of winter.
All right, so I keep calling out Puxatony Phil. I'm telling him he's a liar.
His credibility is shaky at best.
All right, because everybody else, all the other ones said it was going to be a short winter, and he lied. All right, sir. We talk movies and usually go out and check out a movie in the theaters, one that's stream or on a DVD, and then your pick of the week. So where would you like to start?
All right, let's begin with one that is just opened. This is Home Sweet Hell.
Okay.
Directed by, Anthony Burns, and it is rated R, and it has a lot of gory violence and sexual matter, and it is an attempt at a black comedy. There is a problem, however.
Yeah.
The comedy is nowhere to be found.
Well. I guess they edited those.
We have Patrick Wilson and Katherine Heigl as Don and Mona Champagne and Jordana Brewster. Okay, they're the perfect couple, perfect kids. She's a bit of a psychopath. He gets set up, is seduced by his new employee at their carpet store, and she is a blackmailer. Okay, they've got to take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
And there is when the supposed hilarity ensues, and we have murder, and we have mayhem, and we have horror. And I suppose this is Catherine Hagel sending up her own image. She has a reputation for being, quote, difficult and on the set and so forth. This is a mess. This wow. is a dismal mess.
Okay.
It is endless, it is dull, and it's not funny.
Wow. Okay. I don't know where to go with that one.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we
I
have
guess,
to, you know,
I
don't know if we have to really pursue it further.
No,
if you
guess
like.
Not.
I mean,
nope.
You know, people are, you know, you ask, how did they green light this one? And I think that far too many films like this get the green light. And I think
sure.
it was just done, you know, we're trying to assist somebody's career, and it just doesn't work. Don't see it.
Did somebody sneak this through as their own production, or did they, this was done by one of the big houses?
No, this is not, you know, this isn't mom and pop, nickel and dime, fly by night, call it what you will. No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting that it's getting, you know, we have some name marquee stars here, and yet we're getting a limited release and not a lot of fanfare as far as I can tell.
All right.
And with good reason. Skip it.
All right, get out of here. Don't do it. Find something else in the movie theaters. All right, so we'll move on to the stream and the DVD.
Let's do that.
All right.
We have The Last of Robin Hood, rated R, directed by Wash Westmoreland and Richard Glazer, and this stars Kevin Kline, Susan Sarandon, and Dakota Fanning. And this concerns a prematurely aged and morally adrift Errol Flynn, who becomes involved with a very underage actress and their affair, and her besotted, both by stardom and by drink, her stage mother, played by Susan Sarandon. And this is their affair and his attempts to help her career, and there we have it. And I have to say, although the subject matter is somewhat, how should we say? I won't say dreary, but gives one pause. I still recommend the film particularly because of Kevin Kline's remarkable performance as a morally and financially bankrupt Errol Flynn. And this is a man who did as he chose and paid the price. And it's some have said the story is lacking. I still feel it's the performances by all three leads, particularly Kline again, but all three leads make the film worth seeing.
Yeah, he rarely puts in a bad performance. Kevin.
No, he's really a remarkable actor, and he's very. We don't see Kevin Kline sort of splashed about the place, if you will. I don't suppose that he's inundated with offers to do the next. He's not getting the stuff Keanu Reeves passes on. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But he certainly is selective. It's interesting to note a lot of the films that he's passed on. But I think the reason that some people sort of things that I read after I wrote my review, I think because the film depicts Flynn as he was in life, and he's a very, as I said, morally bankrupt and rather pathetic figure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it may be, you know, one doesn't want to. You know, doesn't perhaps want to see that. But I, having said all that, I still recommend the film.
All right, very cool. So we got a good one there. All right, so, and then your pick of the week.
Pick of the week is directly related to our previous film. I think you should go and see Errol Flynn in his prime.
Okay.
Before his excess has got the best of him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many to choose from. He was best remembered and known for his swashbuckling films, and so I think maybe Captain Blood,
right.
Which is readily available. It's out there. It's 1935. It's directed by Michael Curtiz, and it is one of the all-time great swashbuckling films, and I think you should see it.
Neat. And so when you When you see that one compared to the Kevin Kline movie, you see do you see him trying to match that persona, or does Kevin take it to a different?
Oh no, I don't. I think it's kind of a world away, and I think that's what led me to. That's what led me to recommend the last film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because what we're seeing in the last of Robin Hood is, you know, a genuinely dissipated man.
Right.
And what we're seeing on screen in 1935 is this, you know, this matinee idol, if you will.
Sure.
And it's, you know, he genuinely was that. It was a brief time, but it was quite a glorious time, I would imagine.
Neat. Very neat. All right, so we got two good ones, and stay away from the one in the theaters there. So that's pretty cool. And it's... Surprisingly enough, it's another Friday the 13th. It's pretty rare that we have that, but another Friday the 13th. We had one last month, it felt like, what
we,
it was.
We did indeed, and luckily I've planned ahead. So all right. I'm safe. I'll be safe.
You'll be safe. Excellent. Okay. All right. So we'll chat with you again next week, but happy St. Patrick's Day. And
thank you, sir, and to you.
All right, and we'll talk with you again when we do more Mike at the Movies with Mike.
See you then.
All right, take care. My good friend, Mike, and he does independent film reviews. Take his information to make sure that you're making the right choices for your movie choices, whether they are going to be purchased online or whether you're going to go to the theater. It is 8:54. I got a few more minutes before we finish up. And I just wanted to give recognition to another quick show, a quick article here. Staff members at Robert Hunter prepare dinner for Ronald McDonald House clients. Hunter County Democrat reported on the 11th that on February 23rd, staff members from Robert Hunter School in Flemington prepared dinner for the clients of the Ronald McDonald House in New Brunswick. They also toured the home and got a sneak peek of the upcoming expansion project. Robert Hunter School shared a special thanks to all who contributed to the meal, including staffers Bob Jones, Karen Matule, Megan McPeak, Jen Marino, Pam Kelleher, Ollie Bishop, Debbie Glansman, Margaret DeAngelis, and Tommy Lou Judson. So very cool. We have Ronald McDonald House down there in New Brunswick. And for those of you that don't know about Ronald McDonald House, McDonald's has been getting a lot of press for a lot of other things, but one of the great things that they have always done is they have these houses where they are right near a hospital or a medical center, and they put up not only the child who is struggling through some very difficult, challenging disease or treatments, but they put up the parent, the family as well, because they feel that putting the family and the child together is the way that child is going to get the best care and have the best mental health to be ready to take on the challenge of overcoming whatever they might be inflicted with. So it's nice that those folks went down there and got a new tour of the house and helped prepare a meal for everybody over there. Great stuff. All right, we're at a time to take a break. I got news and weather coming up, and then got my special guest, Grammy Award-winning Basso Profundo, Glenn Miller, alum of North Hunterdon High School, will be on the line with me at the next hour. We're going to talk about his experience with the Grammys and talk about his unique voice that's pretty rare out there nowadays. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon.
It's like the room just
Fab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we live in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. In Ferguson, Missouri, an all-out manhunt continues for the person or persons responsible for shooting two police officers. The officers were shot outside the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department Wednesday. National Fraternity Order of Police President Chuck Canterbury tells Fox News that it's obvious why the two officers were shot.
Enough is enough. We've called on the administration and Congress to declare these style attacks as hate crimes, as these guys were shot just because they were police officers.
The shooting came just hours after the police chief resigned. He was the sixth person to leave their job over a scathing Justice Department report on rampant racism among Ferguson officials. Three Brooklyn men accused of plotting to join ISIS and stage attacks in America are due in federal court today. Prosecutors say two of the men were trying to fly to Syria to join the terrorist group, while the third was financing their trip. Local, state, and federal authorities are investigating the crash of a medical helicopter in Oklahoma. No word yet on the condition of any of those on board. This is USA Radio News.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night.